This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Diplomats are gathering Friday for a special UN Human Rights Council session to consider boosting monitoring of the rights situation in Sudan following last week's coup. The top UN rights body is due to discuss a draft resolution presented by Britain, Germany, Norway, and the United States condemning, quote, in the strongest possible terms, the October 25th coup. The text is still being negotiated, but calls for, quote, the immediate restoration of the civilian-led government. It also slams what it calls an unjust detention of Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok and others and demands that the military release immediately all individuals detained unlawfully and arbitrarily. The text will be debated after Sudan's army chief on Thursday ordered the release of four ministers detained since the military seized power and said the formation of a new government was, quote, imminent. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Sudan's de facto leader since the 2019 ouster of autocratic President Omar al-Bashir, last week dissolved the government. He detained the civilian leadership and declared a state of emergency. The military power grab prompted local international outcry and nationwide mass protests, which were met by a deadly crackdown by security forces that left at least a dozen dead and scores wounded. Thursday evening, Sudan TV said Burhan had ordered the release of the ministers of telecommunications, trade, information, and youth and sports, although it was not immediately clear when they would be released. Friday's special session was scheduled after the required third of 47 member states got behind the request to address the situation. This is VOA News. Pfizer said Friday its experimental antiviral pill for COVID-19 cuts rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90% in high-risk adults as the drug maker joins the race to bring the first easy-to-use medication against the coronavirus to the U.S. market. Currently, all COVID-19 treatments used in the U.S. require an IV or an injection. Competitor Merck's COVID-19 pill is already under review at the Food and Drug Administration after showing strong initial results, and on Thursday, Britain became the first country to approve it. Pfizer said it will ask the FDA and international regulators to authorize its pill as soon as possible after independent experts recommended halting the company's study based on the strength of its results. Once Pfizer applies, the FDA could make a decision within weeks or months. Researchers worldwide have been racing to find a pill against COVID-19 that can be taken at home to ease symptoms, speed recovery, and reduce the crushing burden on hospitals and doctors. France's lower house of parliament on Friday voted to allow the government to make use of a health pass to fight COVID-19 all the way through July 31st, 2022, well after presidential elections scheduled in April. Introduced in full in August, the pass is needed to partake in usually routine aspects of life in France, such as sipping coffee in a cafe, visiting a museum, or traveling on an intercity train. The health pass is generated in a QR code either by a full course of vaccinations, a recent negative virus test, or recovery from COVID-19. The system is one of the strictest in Europe, but weekly protests have diminished since its launch. French opposition accused the government of seeking to shift the issue beyond the presidential polls where Macron is expected to seek re-election, but the government insisted it was needed at a time when the WHO is sounding the alarm about a new wave in Europe. And Ethiopia's Tigray forces are joining with other armed and opposition groups in an alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war, organizers say. The signing in Washington on Friday includes the Tigray forces that have been fighting Ethiopian and allied forces, as well as the Oromo Liberation Army, now fighting alongside the Tigray forces and seven other groups from around the country. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.